these units are very cohesive. They live and train together over time. So I would imagine that these will be service members who have worked together before, most likely from one service. But look, you know, the right thing to do here, and what I'm sure that the Department of Defense will do, is they will look at the needs of the forces that are already there on the ground, and they will put together a team of professionals who contain those skill sets, and who can best accommodate the forces that are going to be taking the fight to ISIL.
You've served as a Marine, so you know what it's like to be in a situation like that. So once they get there, what is it that they're going to be doing?
Their job is to help the forces that are out there taking the fight to ISIL understand how to work together on the battlefield, how to deconflict battlefield efforts, and to make sure that you minimize the degree to which you have forces on the battlefield who are negatively impacting efforts that should be coordinated and moving in tandem.
Less than 50 operators are being sent. It's a very small number. What about force protection for them?
Sure. As in any case, when we deploy our troops, they are well equipped and very capable of protecting themselves. They will go in not in a combat role, not in a combat mission, but they will go in with the ability to make sure that if they need to defend themselves, that they have the resources to do that.
Former Deputy White House Press Secretary Sean Turner, J.J. Green, WTOP News.